c'est que tantôt, bon, je sais pas si vous avez allumé votre magnétophone pour enregistrer, je parlais de ça tantôt. Oui, oui. Non, mais tantôt, Bernard a dit... Tantôt, Bernard, il a dit... Maintenant...
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down
something.
Well, all right, y'all. This is Logic Johnson wishing y'all a happy Friday, yay! And it's time for another episode of Listen. Did you smell something? I'm gonna start it off jazzy here. Watch this.
We'll be right back. Another child playing on me. may have a hard time succeeding, you see. You don't seem quite like the others, respecting me and your sisters and brothers. It would be awful, awful sad to give love and you treat me so bad. Make me believe in you. Show me your love can be true. Do anything you want me to do. Make me believe.
Terrific stuff, everybody. How you doing, y'all? Hold on, let's let it kick in here. There you go. So it is Friday morning to you. It is Thursday morning to me. Why? Because Logic Johnson's coming to you once again, pre-recorded for your safety and in total prophylaxis, bringing you another episode of Listen. Did you smell something? It is currently, to you, probably 1:20. In the morning, and you're finishing off your Thursday late, then thanks for finishing your day with us. You're starting off your Friday early. Try not to, you know, trip down those stairs, because I know you probably got that grease in your eyes, and but it's gonna be fine. You're gonna get through it, and the next thing you know, it's Saturday. It's wonderful. It's a lovely process that we get to relive once every 7 days. Fantastic. So, let's go ahead here. We started off the show with Charles Erland with Confusion. That was off the Dynamite Brothers soundtrack, for those of you that care to know. We then had Brothers Johnson with The Devil, followed by Curtis Mayfield. It's crazy that we would have him on the show, isn't it? Curtis Mayfield with Make Me Believe in You. Then we had Ann Peebles, I Pity the Fool. And then we had Elder Jimmy Hicks with Mr. Big Stuff, just like you say he is. So we'll keep it right moving right along with the rollerblades and the going and the moving along. Got some Eddie Kendricks, some Funkadelics, some Harlem Underground. Yeah, this is a promising little block of musics that I'm about to bring you here. Like to remind you all, in these incredibly tempting times, to lose all sense of common, rationality. Yeah, in these days where everything around you and every news piece and every Facebook article invites you to lose your touch with common sense, you know, and rationality, I'd like to remind y'all to continue using the grape. It's right up here. Be smart, and be discerning, you know? I could address a million and one different topics, and they'd all boil down to people are getting bullshat way too much, and they're letting themselves get bullshat, and just don't do it, all right? All right, Eddie Kendricks, here it goes.
Thank you. Hey, bro. What's happening, bro? Got that good chiba chiba.
Right on, right on, right on, right on.
You down?
Right on, right on. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
Good chiba chiba. Chiba chiba. Dynamite. You dig that chiba chiba, bro?
Yeah.
That mojo thing, chiba chiba.
pants. Them there short pants, yeah. Your pants are like my cheaper cheaper, baby. They're smoky. Yeah. Your hot pants, it's my cheaper 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 cheaper.
Chiba, 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 ch
There's a little something with your eggs and waffles. I think that's good. I think it's damn good. Hey, everybody, this is Logic Johnson here. You tuned in to 90.3 FM Greater Montreal, CKUT. Visit us on the web at ckut.ca. It's never too late to thank you all that a couple months ago now, close to a couple months ago, a month and a fraction of a month ago, gave generously during the funding drive. You guys are instrumental in the ongoing survival of this wonderful community-based, non-lucrative grassroots thing we try to keep going here. So thank you guys. For those that said I don't have now, but I will give next year, I appreciate you too. If you sincerely had that thought in your mind, then I'm going to commend you in advance. And of course, I'm going to ask you to keep your promises that you made to yourself inside of your head, right? Okay. Now, we just finished hearing Eddie Kendricks, Girl, You Need a Change of Mind. Don't we all? Huh? We then had Funkadelic, I Got a Thang, You Got a Thang, Everybody Got a Thang. We had Harlem Underground Band, classic track there, with Smokin' Chiba Chiba. Nat Dove and the Devils off the Petey Wheatstraw soundtrack with Petey Wheatstraw. And then we had Michael Jackson, you might have heard of him, Get on the Floor, off the Wall album. Or as the Durf Man would say, off, more like off the planet. Isn't he going to freeze up there? All right, so that being said, always remember that the background deliciousness that you're hearing whenever I'm talking, that's off the Coffee soundtrack brought to you by Roy Ayers. So, you know, cop it, check it, bump it, okay? Okay. And besides that, another person embarrassed themselves, I won't say who, trying to email me a link to an explosive new article that shows that the Salk Institute, which deals in, you know, viral epidemiology and such, has released a document proving that the spike proteins being used in vaccines are damaging, doing the real damage of COVID, and they've been put there on purpose as the weapon. Blah, 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 blah. And as soon as you click the link to the actual Salk Institute article, in the first fakakta paragraph, okay, the first paragraph, it says the spike proteins, parentheses, which behave differently than the ones that are being safely applied in the vaccine. So you've got someone out there who's got an article that is geared towards people who are really not interested in doing a lick of extra research, not even clicking the citation to see how disproven it is within one paragraph, right? It's embarrassing, and this is somebody I care about. And I have to watch out not to hurt their feelings while I write back to them that they just embarrass themselves with a fake article that's immediately disproven by doing 1 minute's research. It's heartbreaking, y'all. Come on, y'all.
When that fire starts to burning deep down inside of you, when that love wheel starts to turning, there ain't nothing left to do.
it wrong. Pretty good ain't good enough. You gotta get down to the bottom. Of an all the way lover, I'm not only referring to the men, 'cause some of you women ain't shit either. Sit up on your butts all day long, do absolutely nothing but watch one soap opera after another one. The love of life. Search for tomorrow. You gonna be searching for tomorrow, all right, when these other women snatch your man and go on about their business. And in case you miss one, we'll get on the phone and call long distance to find out what happened. Tell me, oh child, did you see all my children today? Oh, what did Miss Tyler do? Oh honey, what did Erica do today? I'd Erica your ass, all right. And if you're not watching TV, on the telephone gossiping, telling your business. He's sitting back talking about, oh, honey, my old man sure did put a killing on me last night. Oh, it sure was good. And your girlfriend be sitting up talking about, oh, 'cause she really didn't think the nigga could do nothing. And now you done told her how good it is. She wants to go over and test it out for herself. Done blew your shit. Just messing around, gossiping, done blew your thing. If not that, when your man get in, feeling in a good and lovely mood, wants to get down, put some good loving on you for real, you be talking about, oh no, I went to the beauty shop today, child. You can't be running your fingers through my hair and messing up my curls. I got my hair done. Couldn't get his fingers through most of your hair if he want to, as nappy as it is. It's a crying shame. Low down daddy shame, yeah. And I'm feeling bitchy, yeah. I'm feeling bitchy about it, yeah. In fact, if I was some of these men, I'd just go out and get me a sissy and call it a day and forget about it. And I want to tell you guys something. You don't have to worry about AB if you decide to do that now. 'Cause she got enough problems of her own. She gonna go out and commit suicide when she find out that Orangeburg got a break in his wing too. Ooh, yeah. Got to be in all the way. All the way, lover, yeah. I'm telling you right now, you women need to be an all the way, all the way. Right now, I got to be an all the way lover, yeah. No kissy on the belly button and stopping that. You gotta be an all the way lover, yeah. Ooh, let's get on now. I think you better hold it right there. Getting the girl nervous here. I like an all the way. How about just going to the kneecap or something? I don't know if I can stand this. Ooh, I thought I was great. Ooh, Lord, I thought I could take this. Lord, have mercy. Stop it. You better stop that. Lord, oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Ooh, huh?